Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning, September 10th. We'd especially like to welcome any visitors or anyone joining us for the first time. We'd also like to welcome everyone who's joining us by video later. This is our Sunday Club anniversary, and it will be followed by a church picnic out on the rec. So we will have coffee and refreshments after service up in the lounge. Don't worry, we'll still have coffee and tea. But then after that, for anyone who'd like to join us, all are welcome, not just Sunday Club. Everyone's welcome to join on the rec for a picnic. I would like to ask Susan to come and give an announcement, please.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here to talk about my favourite subject, food. Our harvest service this year will be held on Sunday, the 1st of October, and then we're going to have our harvest lunch that day. The usual setup, there's a sign-up sheet in the back, in the foyer at the front there, that if you could please sign up how many people are coming. We're doing things slightly different this year, because what we're trying to do is reduce our food wastage, because sometimes, you know, we do throw away a lot of food. So we're keeping it reasonably simple this year, and it'll be jacket potatoes. There are various fillings, so on the sign-up sheet, if you can tick which filling you would like with your jacket potato, and hopefully that'll help us reduce how much food we actually end up throwing out at the end of it. We'll also be looking for volunteers. We'll be setting up on the Saturday afternoon, the day before. We will need help before the service as well, getting it all set up, and help with obviously clearing it all up at the end. Again, on the sheet, there is boxes for you to tick if you can help. The more help we have, the less that some people will have to do. So if you really feel that you're coming along and you can help us, please just tick the box. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Abby Brinton has an announcement, please.
Morning. So yesterday was Ride and Stride, and we had a lovely day out. We visited 27 churches and walked nearly 13 miles. It was rather warm, but we carried on anyway. We met lots of riders and striders along the way. There were lots of people out yesterday. We went around Haverhill and then drove to Ipswich and walked all the way around Ipswich. So I can safely say it's the hottest Ride and Stride we've ever done. It's the first time the children have turned down chocolate biscuits in favour of cold drinks. And even ice creams they didn't want. They wanted the cold drinks instead. So I just want to say thank you to all those that have sponsored us. And we have raised over £300. Half of that will go back into our church fund and half of it goes to the Suffolk Historic Churches Trust. So thank you.
Thank you, Abby. Very well done. I'd like to pass you on now to Claire Evans, our Sunday Club leader, to lead our anniversary service.
Thank you. I'm going to echo that welcome, and I've already lost my piece of paper that had... Oh, no, I haven't. It's hiding. That's a good start, isn't it? You are so welcome this morning. It is our superhero service, as through the summer we have focused on some heroes of faith, heroes of the Bible, and we will look shortly at the little piece of paper you might have spotted on your seat if you have been trying to crack the clues. We will see how your Marvel knowledge is in a few minutes. Let's just take a moment of peace and stillness from whatever you've come from at home. Some of us came in a bit frantically. Home is busy, and it's just, let's take a moment of giving this service to God. We pray God's peace will be with us this morning. I also want to bring greetings from Jersey. Jacqueline has sent me an email this morning. She has landed in Jersey and she is being collected by Joe to go and visit Peter and Joe at their harvest service at one of Peter's churches. And she sends us all their blessings this morning. I was Googling like superhero jokes and whatever else, you know, and mostly they were just a bit abysmal. You might spot one or two. But one that did stand out. So, a superhero, a fictional character with extraordinary powers. They're known for their super capabilities. There you go, that's my joke done, sorry. Such as flight, speed, invisibility, shape-shifting. I wonder, does anyone have a favourite superhero? Anyone want to share their favourite superhero? No. Go on. Wonder Woman. Anyone else? I haven't seen anyone dressed up as superheroes this morning, but yeah, there's quite a few. I didn't know all the answers to this emoji quiz, but we'll see if anyone else does. What's number one? Yeah, you can just shout out, save me running around. Iron Man, it's too hot for running around, isn't it? So we've got the chemical symbol for iron. Number two, Black Panther, well done, you're on form. Trickier one, number three. Oh, we've got some experts. Deadpool, I've no idea who that is, I'll be honest. Number four, Albert, do you know that one? Captain America. Number five, Ant-Man. Six, a bit trickier, anybody? Star-Lord, apparently. No idea who Star-Lord is. Seven? Human Torch, whoever that may be. Number eight? Ghost Rider. Number nine? Quicksilver. And 10, I should think you could all get number 10, Spider-Man. Now, I don't know much about superheroes. I wonder, though, if you had a superpower, you could pick one superpower, what would it be? I'm going to whiz round for this. Anyone got a superpower they would choose to have? Come on, Ivy.
Making pandas.
Oh, Ivy would have the superpower of making more pandas in the world. Like it. Anyone else want a superpower? Oh, Janet. Oh.
I want to be invisible.
Oh. Invisibility. What superpower would you like to have? Would you like to be able to fly?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it? It would be so cool to be able to fly. Any more superpowers? Anybody? Oh, go on, Muriel. What would you choose to have?
Teleporting.
Oh, teleportation. Being able to get somewhere else straight away. Oh, come on then.
Clear my garden in about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I can think a lot of us could empathise with that. After holiday, the weeds have sprawled. To be able to get your gardening done in 2 minutes. Oh, one more. Sorry, Clodagh, I didn't spot you before. What would you choose?
Spider-Man.
Oh, you'd like to be like Spider-Man, be able to climb up the walls. That would be really exciting, wouldn't it? Fantastic. Well, a hero, rather than a superhero, can be a very real, ordinary person. A person may be admired for their courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. They've maybe done something very brave or achieved something very great. They don't often set out to be a hero, but through the events and circumstances of their lives, their character shines through. And through the summer, we looked at some heroes of the Bible, ordinary people who didn't set out to be outstanding, but by their faith in God, they accomplished great things. And Janet's going to come and read a couple of verses from Hebrews, which was part of our inspiration.
Faith means being sure of the things we hope for, and faith means knowing that something is real even if we don't see it. People who lived in the past became famous because of faith.
Thank you. And so we looked at some of these characters through the Bible, and the children are going to explain some of the things that they did and learnt, and you might have spotted a few bits and pieces, some, you know, creations around the front as well. So I'm going to ask, please, Lissa, Luke, Hannah, Victoria, Ivy, and Samuel to come up and take it in turns to tell us all about these Bible heroes. So, Lissa, you're first.
Our first hero was David. Goliath was an experienced warrior. David was a shepherd. Goliath was huge. David was small. The giant wore armor. David refused to wear armor. Goliath carried a sword, a spear, and a shield. The shepherd carried a staff, a sling, and 5 smooth stones. Goliath scoffed at God of Israel. David trusted God. David showed heroic courage, but it was with God of Israel who enabled him to overcome Goliath. This is the same God who is with us today. When we trust in him, God can enable us to overcome our giants too. This is our model of Goliath.
Thank you, Luke.
Next, we moved on to Daniel. The king created a new law, forcing everyone to stop praying. But Daniel loved God, so he continued to pray. Like he always did, he wanted to obey God's law over man's law. It took great courage and faith in God for Daniel to break the law, and he was obedient to God. God was faithful to Daniel and protected him from the hungry lions. God is mighty to save us too. We enjoy making lions and masks and models.
Through the story of Esther, we learnt that heroes have the courage to make the right decisions. Even when it is hard, Esther was a Jewish woman who became the queen. She risked her life to speak to the king in order to save the Jewish people. God is with us through our trials and difficulties, and his amazing plans for us. We made crowns and a model of beautiful Queen Esther.
Is it Victoria?
We learned about the Bible superhero Ruth. Ruth's story begins with Naomi, a woman of God. There was a famine in Bethlehem, so Naomi, her husband, and their 2 sons moved to Moab. But then Naomi's husband died. Her 2 sons married, and their wives were Orpah and Ruth. But then Naomi's sons also died. Bethlehem was restored, so Naomi decided to return home to God's people. Orpah took Naomi's advice and went back to her family, but Ruth refused to leave her. Faithful Ruth said, "Your God will be my God." So Ruth and Naomi went to live in Bethlehem together.
When Ruth and Naomi arrived, it was harvest time, yee-haw. Ruth began working in the field of a godly farmer named Boaz. When Naomi found out who Ruth was working for, she praised God. Boaz was a family member of Naomi's husband. Boaz was her kinsman redeemer, welcome to the family. This meant that Boaz could marry Ruth and they could take Naomi into their family. Ruth and Boaz had a son, and years later their family line included King David and even Jesus. Today, our faith in Jesus means we are included in the big family of God. Amen.
Finally, we learned about Paul's life. He started out as a passionate Jewish man who thought the new Christians were wrong about Jesus being God and wanted to protect the Jewish faith. At this time, He was called Saul and worked hard to stop the Christians, putting them in prison and even killing some of them. And then he had an amazing experience. He had never met Jesus, but one day, long after Jesus had died, risen and returned to heaven, Jesus showed Saul who he was. Saul was walking to Damascus and Jesus appeared as a very bright light. After that, Saul believed in Jesus. One of his hero qualities was being able to admit that he was wrong and completely change his life. We learned that he changed his name to Paul, maybe to show that he had changed. Then he started telling many people about Jesus, started churches, and wrote many of the books in the New Testament. Paul was a hero and role model for all Christians because he went through some very difficult times, but kept going and kept his focus on Jesus. In Sunday Club, we watched a video about Paul, had an obstacle course and made winner medals, created comic strips based on Paul's life, and made two posters about Paul.
Fantastic. Thank you to all our young people who've been involved and will continue to be involved through this morning. We're going to sing again now about how we can be friends of God too, just like all these characters we've been learning about. So we're going to sing I'm a Friend of God. Awesome. We are going to watch a short video now. Just some children saying who they think is their hero. Some interesting ideas, but I think what struck me there was how many of them picked somebody quite normal, quite ordinary in their lives day by day. Mums, dads, teachers, school helpers, all sorts of things. And Katie is going to come and share some words now that she's written about who she thinks is a hero.
When I think about who is a hero, the first person who comes to my mind is Jesus. Jesus is a hero, probably the best hero. He's a hero to all of us. He has incredible forgiveness and outstanding love. He'd give anything for us, even his life, which is what he did. I'm sure you're familiar with the Easter story. Jesus gave his life and resurrected again. But there's a lot more to it than that. He never had to give his life. He never had to do anything for us. It was all his choice, and him choosing is what makes him special, and that's why he's a hero. Sometimes we don't want to do anything for anyone else. We want to put ourselves first and be the only important one. But there is that choice. We all have a choice. Every day of our lives, there's a choice. We can go out there and make people happy and be the hero. Or there's the choice to put yourself first and ignore everyone. Jesus can't make that decision for you. After Jesus ascended, the disciples went on spreading the news of Jesus. And it didn't just end there. Today there's the Bible. It's almost like a step-by-step manual on how to be a hero. It also teaches us that the little things we do in our life make us a hero to the people around us. For example, smiling or saying good morning to someone could make someone's day. And by doing that, you'd become a hero to someone. Not by saving their life, but just by being there for them. Being a hero counts through all the little things you do.
Thank you, Katie. That was really lovely that we can all be heroes in the ordinary, daily, everyday things, even when we don't maybe feel like that we are. And one of the verses we learnt in some of our Sunday sessions in the summer, Albert is going to come and read for us now. And most of the children who were there were pretty quick to learn this by heart. You going to come and read it for us, Albert? Yeah. That's it.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13.
Thank you, Albert. Such an inspirational verse that we had through the summer. So before we sing again, Jake is going to come and lead us in a prayer, please.
Let us pray. God, when we feel weak, fill us with strength. God, when we feel scared, fill us with courage. God, when we feel anxious, fill us with peace. God, when we feel proud, teach us to be humble. God, when we feel impatient, teach us to wait patiently. God, in all our feelings and in all we do, help us to know you are always with us. Amen.
And let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So please invite you to stand if you're able and join us in singing Rescuer. I'm going to invite Sarah to come and help me now, because we've quite a lot of books to give out, and I know they're not all young people aren't here, there's quite a few not here, but we have over 50 children on our registers in Sunday Club at the moment, which is amazing and brilliant, and they're all so special, whether they've been coming for years or they're fairly new, and we hope that you get a book that you can read and learn something more of God, or something more of what he says through the Bible or whatever. We have several books that kind of link to our hero theme a little bit. And those that have started secondary school, apologies, it's late, but you've got a second book. It still might be useful, all about starting secondary school. I wasn't quite organised enough at the start of the summer this year. So there's no particular order. We'll just hopefully have something for everybody. Now, have I missed anyone that is hiding anywhere? Otherwise, we'll get the rest of the books to the people in the next couple of weeks. I think we'll give them all a round of applause together. So, we have a massive thank you to Angela, who not only looks after our Sunday Club finances and helps us massively in that sense, she has again made us a beautiful cake. It's rather big, so there's plenty to go around afterwards. But if any of the children want to come up and help to sing Happy Birthday to Sunday Club and help me blow out the candle, please come and gather around at the front. It is safely covered, so it will be safe to eat afterwards. You're going to come and help us blow out the candle, Florence? Good job. I've got to light it first, haven't I? Let's see if I can manage to light the candle. There are gummy sweeties on it. Should we not poke them, though? Maybe not. Oh, here we go. It is a candle because it's like Sunday Club's birthday. Do you know how to sing Happy Birthday? Oh, good. Oh, we've blown it out already. Should we try again? Nobody blow. Okay, let's try again. Nobody blow yet. We've got to sing first. Are we ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sunday Club. Happy birthday to you. Right, now you can blow. Ah! He did. Right, thank you. That will all get cut up after church up in the hall. For a sweetie, that's right. You maybe in a minute. It looks very tasty. It does. It looks super duper tasty. Wow, that was a bit exciting. But you're right, it does look super tasty. And I think it's safe as well. The fingers have avoided it. I also want to take this moment to thank God and pray for our Sunday Club team. We have an amazing group of people who help our amazing group of children and young people. As you will have hopefully read in Connect over the last few weeks, we do need more on our team. So if it's something you would be willing to try or interested in just helping out, please do speak to me. Helpers, for example, we try and have on once a month. You don't have to do anything beforehand. You just turn up on the day and support the people leading in the groups. Leaders have a little bit more preparation beforehand. We have three age groups, our 3 to 7s, roughly 7 to 11s, and then our secondary school young people as well. All the groups are awesome and amazing, as all our leaders would tell you. But please do bear in mind and consider and pray if you could maybe join our team for our growing number of young people. So just take a moment and pray for our leaders and helpers. Father God, we thank you for our leaders and helpers in Sunday Club and for all they give of their time and their energy and their efforts to bless the young people and help them to learn and grow in their faith. We pray to you for each and every one of our young people, that you would help them to learn more of you and grow with you day by day. Amen. So I'm going to hand over to Elizabeth, who is going to lead us in an action prayer.
All right. So anyone wants to join in, you can create actions based on the words. My hero doesn't hide behind a mask. He doesn't need a cape to fly. He's stronger, let me see some muscles out there, than the ocean and bigger than the sky. He can heal the sick and wounded. He can walk across the sea. But the most amazing power of all is how he watches over me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my hero. Amen.
Thank you, Elizabeth. We are going to close this morning with our final song of worship. This is Amazing Grace. I'm going to invite Leo to come up now to lead us in our blessing. Thank you, Leo.
The blessing by the children. May God's word be in your heart. May God's word be on your lips. May God's word be in your touch. May God's word direct your feet. On this day and all your days to come, may God's word be the life you live.
Amen. Thank you, Leo. Thank you. We'd just like to thank all the children and young people who have helped this morning and help other times. We couldn't do it without you. Please do join us in the hall. Please hopefully then join us on the rec. We will try and find some shade away from the fun fair. Hopefully the splash park is working. But also on your way, I think there's enough, we'll see. We have some superhero lollipops to take away. And they have our Bible memory verse on that Albert read to us. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I will leave the basket of them on the table here. So please take home and remember what it's telling us. Thank you to the band, to Derek, Sonia, David, and all the young people there. You've done a stunning job this morning. I shall pop the Jesus is my superhero song on for us to finish with.